It's Sunday afternoon, last August. Armed robbers stormed a museum in Norway and took two paintings. They included an Edvard Munch expressionistic masterpiece, The Scream. As soon as that theft was reported, the painting was entered into what's called the Art Loss Registry. It's a small for-profit company with offices in New York, and it has compiled an enormous database to help track lost or stolen art. Over the years, this company has had some notable successes in locating missing works. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
A few years ago, the staff at the Art Loss Register got a call from a big insurance company. The company was involved with the transfer of some paintings from Russia to England, and it wanted to make sure there was nothing suspicious about their background. The Art Loss Register's chairman, Julian Radcliffe, says when staff members began researching the paintings, one of them caught their eye.
It was a still life done by Cézanne, unfinished, stolen from a family in the northeast of the USA 23 years ago. A very important work because it was the first picture where cubism can be identified. It disappeared from a private house and nobody heard anything about it.
Radcliffe said the painting's legal owner was now dead, but the Art Loss Register got the painting returned to his heirs. They later sold it for about $25 million. The lost Cézanne was the most valuable artwork ever found by the Art Loss Register, though it's by no means the only one. David Chillingford is the company's director of marketing and operations.
We have been responsible for the recovery of thousands of works. I would say as many as 3,000 works, but there are countless others that have been recovered as a result, indirectly, of our efforts.
Shillingford says the company once helped police in Britain locate a stolen Queen Anne chest. After police arrested the man who sold it, he led them to warehouses filled with stolen art. Before the Art Loss Register was founded, it was tough for galleries and museums to know whether a work they were buying was stolen. Then in 1991, the company began compiling a computer database of lost works. Today, says David Chillingford, it has some 145,000 works, including more than 400 by Picasso alone.
It's not just paintings, it's sculptures, it's collectibles. It is as much a $5,000 candlestick as it is a $50 million item that is stolen out of a museum.
And the database has grown in recent years, in part because of some high-profile recoveries of art seized by the Nazis. The families of Holocaust victims are increasingly going to court to reclaim objects taken from their relatives.
Segment 1.
It's Sunday afternoon, last August. Armed robbers stormed a museum in Norway and took two paintings. They included an Edvard Munch expressionistic masterpiece, The Scream. As soon as that theft was reported, the painting was entered into what's called the Art Loss Registry. It's a small for-profit company with offices in New York, and it has compiled an enormous database to help track lost or stolen art. Over the years, this company has had some notable successes in locating missing works. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Segment 2.
A few years ago, the staff at the Art Loss Register got a call from a big insurance company. The company was involved with the transfer of some paintings from Russia to England, and it wanted to make sure there was nothing suspicious about their background. The Art Loss Register's chairman, Julian Radcliffe, says when staff members began researching the paintings, one of them caught their eye.
It was a still life done by Cézanne, unfinished, stolen from a family in the northeast of the USA 23 years ago. A very important work because it was the first picture where cubism can be identified. It disappeared from a private house and nobody heard anything about it.
Segment 3.
Radcliffe said the painting's legal owner was now dead, but the Art Loss Register got the painting returned to his heirs. They later sold it for about $25 million. The lost Cézanne was the most valuable artwork ever found by the Art Loss Register, though it's by no means the only one. David Chillingford is the company's director of marketing and operations.
We have been responsible for the recovery of thousands of works. I would say as many as 3,000 works, but there are countless others that have been recovered as a result, indirectly, of our efforts.
Schellingford says the company once helped police in Britain locate a stolen Queen Anne chest. After police arrested the man who sold it, he led them to warehouses filled with stolen art.
Segment 4.
Before the Art Loss Register was founded, it was tough for galleries and museums to know whether a work they were buying was stolen. Then in 1991, the company began compiling a computer database of lost works. Today, says David Schellingford, it has some 145,000 works, including more than 400 by Picasso alone.
It's not just paintings, it's sculptures, it's collectibles. It is as much a $5,000 candlestick as it is a $50 million item that is stolen out of a museum.
And the database has grown in recent years, in part because of some high-profile recoveries of art seized by the Nazis. The families of Holocaust victims are increasingly going to court to reclaim objects taken from their relatives.